In 1991, Louis Posen's dream of becoming a movie director was coming to an end. The 19-year-old was studying film at California State University at Northridge, where he was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, a degenerative eye disease that leads to blindness. Looking for another creative endeavour, he bought a book called How to Run an Independent Record Label and launched Hopeless Records from his garage. Today, Hopeless is profitable, employs 9 people and grossed $5 million this year. On top of this, a sizable chunk of the money his company generates goes into philanthropy, so that many are benefiting from his success. We're very fortunate to have Mr. Posen here to speak with us today. Welcome, Mr. Posen.
Thank you.
So, how did you get started in the movement of social entrepreneurship?
I didn't really plan it, but I guess the inspiration came 7 years ago after a compilation sold more than 100,000 copies. I realised there was strength in numbers and created another label called Sub City. Sub City is a play on the word subsidy and on the punk rock subculture in which we specialise. Now we offer our artists the option of releasing their records on Hopeless or Sub City.
And if they choose Sub City, what happens?
If they choose Sub City, 5% of the gross goes to charity. On a $14 compact disc, that's about 70 cents, but those dimes add up. Recently, we celebrated a $1 million milestone. We've given more than $1 million to charity.
So I guess Sub City is popular with the artists you work with.
Not every band chooses to participate. In fact, about 3 of the 10 releases we put out each year are on the Sub City label. Some artists prefer to give on their own, and some can't afford it.